chapter 2, Mishnah 10. Similar kind of cases to the last Mishnah. It says, Achochem she'aser esa isha b'neder al ba'aleh. For a sage prohibited a wife to her husband on account of a vow. Meaning, a woman took a vow, and the vow was that she wasn't going to derive any benefit from her husband. She takes such a vow. I mean, I don't know why she would take a vow, but she takes that vow. So the husband, he missed his opportunity to annul the vow, which her husband can do. So he takes her to a sage to release her from the vow. But the sage can't find any opening. He says he can't find any loophole to release her from the vow. And so she has to get divorced from her husband. She's not allowed to derive any benefit from him. So they get divorced over here. In this case, Hareze lo yisena, the sage can't marry the woman. Because again, we worried that the reason he never found a loophole is actually that he wants to marry her. And therefore, we don't need to marry in that case over there. Now, Anna, if a minor orphan does miun. Now, miun was in the case where a minor was married off by a mother or her brother. This minor has the ability to a right of refusal over this marriage. So if the minor exercises her right of refusal, it has to be done in front of a court, in front of a beis din. And we'll see now why that's important. Or shechaltza befanav, or a woman did chalitza in front of a beis din. In this case over here, yisaena, one of the judges could marry this man or the woman who did chalitza, bivneishu beis din, because over there, he was only one of the judges on the beis din. So we don't suspect, right, there were other judges involved, so we allow one of those sages to marry that woman. V'chulanshu lahim nashim umeisim. In all of these cases where we said the man wasn't allowed to marry the woman, right? All of the cases in this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah where the man is not allowed to marry the woman, if he had a wife at the time and the wife later dies, mutaris linasa lahim, he can now marry the woman because since he was married at the time that he gave testimony or so he wasn't planning it. It's too far. Exactly. It's too much. So that would be okay. V'chulan shenisu lacherim v'niskashu onis almanu. Also, if the woman married someone else in the interim and then got divorced or widowed from the second husband, now the man involved in these mishnas can marry her. Now she's had like an intervening marriage. So again, it's like too far, and we now let the man marry her. Mutaris l'naselehim. V'chulan mutaris livnahim or la'achayin. And also, in all of the cases where we said the man can't marry the woman, if the man has a son or a brother who wants to marry the woman, we do allow the son or the brother. We don't extend it that far either. We don't say like he plotted and schemed to let his son or his brother marry. He would only do such a thing for himself, it comes out.